Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has stiffened his resolve against North Korea, speaking of Pyongyang initiating warfare, especially if North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, attacks the U.S. territory Guam, as he has threatened.
He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before, what will happen in North Korea.
Meantime, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said he's making provisions for some sort of military response to a North Korean provocation, but the primary methods being employed now are diplomatic. A U.S. Navy destroyer carried out an operation near the Chinese man-made islands in the South China Sea in an effort to challenge China's territorial claims there. The development comes at a time of heightened tensions between the U.S. and North Korea, and as the Trump administration is seeking China's help in dealing with the nuclear threat posed by Pyongyang. China, Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam are all involved in disputes in the South China Sea. The results of Kenya's presidential election are expected today. Tuesday's presidential polling pitted incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta against opposition leader Raila Odinga. The streets have been full of protest, as we hear now from VOA's Philip Alexio.
Protesters in some opposition areas have taken to the streets after their leader alleged that hackers infiltrated the Election Commission database and manipulated results in favor of President Uhuru Kenyatta. The Election Commission says there was a hacking attempt, but it failed.
Provisional tallies released by the Electoral Commission so far show Kenyatta with a 9-point lead over Odinga. This is VOA News. Turkish authorities issued arrest warrants for 35 journalists and media professionals suspected of links with a Muslim cleric who was accused of masterminding last year's failed coup. State-run news agency said the suspects allegedly used a messaging app favored by followers of U.S.-based spiritual leader Fethullah Gulen to communicate with each other. The journalists are suspected of, in his words, membership in a terror organization. 9 people have been arrested in the Turkish capital Ankara in the latest crackdown on journalists. International Organization for Migration says it's searching for human smugglers who, it says, forced 120 Somalis and Ethiopians into the sea as their vessel approached the coast of Yemen, causing more than 50 teenage migrants to drown. Lisa Schlein reporting from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
Survivors tell migration officials the smugglers panicked and forced the migrants into the choppy sea when they saw Yemeni authorities as they approached land. International Organization for Migration spokeswoman Olivia Hayden tells VOA the migrants knew they could die.
There was one lead smuggler, but he did have other smugglers working on the boat with him who were armed with guns and other weapons. So the migrants had a choice. They would either be harmed more than they'd probably been already on the journey, shot, or jump into the sea. Some were actually physically pushed as well.
The IOM says 29 people died, 22 are still missing and presumed drowned. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And migrants from Syria, Yemen, and Haiti, other stricken areas around the world, are leaving the U.S. in droves, trying to immigrate to Canada. The migrants say they are driven by the perception President Trump is making that the U.S. Does not want any migrants, while Canada, under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, is welcoming. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord was unable to confirm that several U.S. diplomats serving in Cuba are suffering from severe hearing loss.
What I can tell you is that these were U.S. government personnel who were in Cuba, in Havana, on official duty on behalf of the U.S. government. We consider these to be incidents because we still are trying to determine the actual cause of their situation.
She also said no way that the Canada is in government. You can get more news at voanews.com. We're always available also on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.